Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Sally Forrester Jones with Compass in Beverly Hills, California. Last year, she closed 156 transactions with a total sales volume of $370 million. Her average sales price was $2.4 million, of which 40% were buyers and 60% were sellers. Sally has a 24-member team, 14 team agents, one showing assistant, one senior director of operations, one director of sales, one listing director, one director of marketing, one marketing coordinator, one design and sales associate, one listing coordinator, one transaction coordinator, and one team leader. Sally is the team leader of the SFJ Group. She's been an agent for 40 years and sold over $5 billion in her career. In this call, Sally talks about majoring in psychology and starting life as a kindergarten teacher, building a nest egg by flipping houses, getting a real estate license and selling average-priced homes, how she transitioned her practice into selling luxury and super luxury homes, working with billionaire clients, listing, marketing, and selling an $85 million super mansion, the differences and similarities between entry-level and super luxury home buyers and sellers, the steps to take to transition into the luxury market, why she always phone prospects for 1 hour every day, team dynamics, and more. Welcome to the call, Sally.
Hi there. How are you, Mike?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for joining us, Sally. Well, Sally, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Real estate was not something I had planned, and so I had went to college, graduated with a degree in psychology, and said, okay, what does one do with a degree in psychology and what do you do for a job? So I started as a elementary school, kindergarten, first grade teacher for about a year and then said, you know what, this is really not me. I'm just much more business oriented and just wound up, you know, transitioning into some type of financial situation. And then one thing led to another and I got into real estate, and I'm happy to share that and how that happened if you'd like to hear.
Yeah, that would actually be great. A lot of people want to know.
Okay. So what I did is I bought my first home. I had literally no money, and I borrowed $3,000 from my parents. This was my ex-husband, and I borrowed $3,000 from my parents. I had the seller carry back 10%. Bought a home for $31,250, which was not the best home, but I spent like just, a few months. I fixed it up a little bit. I made it cute, lived in it, and then put it up for sale and sold it for $45,000 after I bought it for $31,250. And I said, you know what? This is brilliant. I thought I had died and gone to heaven. And so that was the start of my real estate career.
Did you continue to buy and flip homes?
I did at that time. I said, okay, I took, you know, the money I made there, and I said, okay, let me buy as many as I can. And I wound up borrowing more money and putting as little down as possible and bought 10 of them. I sold them and made about, on the average, $20,000 a home. And I had $200,000, and I was rich. And so with that, I said, okay, I think I should get my real estate license. And so I got my license and started really working in real estate.
Now, do you continue to flip homes today, or are you working strictly on the brokerage side?
Well, my day job is clearly the brokerage, but I do invest and develop and flip homes. And so I've done that. I've done various different types of real estate over the years. So I had gone into commercial and development and property management. I had a mortgage brokerage company. And, I did every type of real estate. And then I divested myself of all of those and merged my residential company with a regional company here and focused on the residential. But throughout, I've always still looked at, you know, real estate is something that, you know, I'm so comfortable with. And so it's like, okay, why wouldn't I be, while I'm also buying and selling and helping all my clients, why wouldn't I also be looking for opportunities to make some extra money? So I've always done that, you know, over the years, and sometimes more successfully than others, and ups and downs in the real estate cycle, which does impact all of that as well.
Let's fast forward to today. How long have you been in the real estate business?
In real estate, I hate to say how long because it makes me feel like I'm, you know, 110, but I've been doing it since the day I was born. Okay, so it's been 35 to 40 years or so. So it's been a long time in real estate.
That's fantastic. What a great career. Well, let's talk about last year. How many homes did you sell last year, and what was the sales volume?
Well, I sold approximately 156 homes, you know, more or less, but I'm quite comfortable with that number. And it was approximately $350 to $370 million worth of sales.
Wow. If I've done the math right, that's about $2.4 million as an average sales price.
Yes, it's true. That's my average. And what is really a little bit different to what I do is I really cover a wide range of area and a wide range in price points. So where I've sold super luxury properties and also just a small condo. So it is really the whole gamut of price points, but the average comes out to about $2.4 million.
And if I understand correctly, over your career, you estimate that you've sold about $5 billion in real estate. Is that true?
I know. It's a big number, $5 billion, but yes, it is true.
Oh, that is impressive. Now, you mentioned that you do a wide range of property all the way from a small condo up to super luxury. Could you describe for us the largest property that you've been a part of that you've sold, the biggest, most exciting one?
Well, the largest and the most exciting was really the Spelling Manor. So if you recall, you know, Aaron Spelling, Candy Spelling, and all the TV shows and Beverly Hills 90210 and all of those. So that was their property. It was Candy Spelling's property at the time. And it was, I had put that up for sale, and that was $150 million was the asking price. And it was the most expensive property in the world at the time, up for sale. And it was probably the most widely recognized. It was very, very famous and did a lot of publicity on that. But that was really my most exciting and most famous property.
It's hard for us to get that in our head, a $150 million property. Could you describe something about it? I mean, how big was it? How big was the lot? What made it worth $150 million?
Well, it was, I mean, some of that was really the marketing tool, because $150 million is a very nice big round number. But the property was and still is amazing. It is in prime area of L.A. called Holmby Hills, which is right next to Beverly Hills, Bel Air. So it is in a outstanding neighborhood. It was, the land is about 4.7 acres. And that may not sound like a lot in some parts of the country, but in the heart of LA, that is huge. Properties and parcels of land are not 4.7 acres. So it was 4.7 acres, prime location. The house itself was 71,000 square feet under a roof. It was 56,500 and then a 17,000 plus square foot finished attic area that had beauty salon in it and wrapping rooms and all sorts of other things. But the property is, you know, just really beautiful, and just tennis court, rose gardens, and anything you can probably imagine.
Now, did that property end up selling? And if so, what price did it end up closing out at?
Yeah. It did sell. It went on the market in 2009, which was not the best time to be marketing a property because we were in the midst of an economic crisis throughout the world. And it sold in 2011 for $85 million. And $85 million was a great number for this property. And it still, until about 2 years ago, was the most expensive property ever sold in the greater Los Angeles area. So it was very, very famous property and just commanded a very high price.
Yeah, it was definitely a famous property. I have to admit, I saw a little picture on it and a blurb in Forbes magazine. You mentioned that you were doing a lot of PR on it. How did you promote such a big property?
Well, what the goal was to make it the most famous property in the world, and that was why we chose that number as part of our marketing strategy of the 150 million and to be the most famous listed property. And what we were really trying to do was, one, of course, you need to make it famous, but two, we're trying to find a billionaire to buy it. So, and the billionaire could be either local, national, international. So the reach was, how do we promote this and how do we really get this all over the world? And so we had PR firms, we had marketing materials, we had our seller here was cooperative in just letting us use her name as part of the marketing. And she had a book come out, and so we were promoting her book. We were promoting everything Hollywood related and just reaching throughout the world. So it was a total outreach. And so, you know, there were people who wanted, of course, come and see it, but we made it such that you really couldn't come to see it unless you showed the money. And so there was a little bit of a mystique also of just, you know, okay, it was very famous and it had on TV and I promoted it literally everywhere, but you really couldn't come to see it unless you really were qualified to see it.
Now, did a billionaire end up buying it?
Yes, the billionaire did end up buying it. You know, you think of a billionaire, you think of someone who, well, what I was looking for is a billionaire, did not really picture what we wound up with as the billionaire that bought it, because the billionaire that bought it was 22 years old at the time. And it was like, oh my gosh, you know, it was an international buyer from the UK who wanted to buy a home in LA and was 22 years old. And so it was like, you just never know who your buyer is going to be. Clearly did have the money. It was all cash transaction and the money was all there. But the fact that she was so young was really unexpected.
Wow. Have you worked with a lot of billionaires?
Yes. And some of the billionaires are just much more discreet. Some are quite comfortable having their name out there and some really don't want the attention. So be careful on who or what. But I also sold another property that was very famous to another young billionaire. Do you want to hear about that?
Yes, that'd be great.
So, okay, so this was a property in Beverly Hills and very different than the Spelling Manor, but it was, you know, quite sleek and new and contemporary and great views and was like the perfect bachelor pad. And it was up for sale for $85 million. And the billionaire that purchased it was 34 years old, had just sold his company to Microsoft for $2.5 billion. And so $85 million property was very, very much within, you know, his scope of what he wanted to buy. And he was looking for the perfect bachelor pad, and this was it. So that was another billionaire property, billionaire and a property that was sleek and famous at the time. So, and that to this day is, that was 2 years ago, but to this day it is the most expensive property ever sold in Beverly Hills. And that sold for $70 million.
Wow. And how is it different working with someone who's buying a high-end luxury property versus someone who's buying that entry-level condo?
It's really very much the same. I mean, this is where, again, you're asking me a question, you know, on what my background was, and I graduated college with a degree in psychology, and I had no idea what I was going to do with it. But
this audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.